When I was little and my parents had to explain things that happened before I came along, they amused themselves by referring to it as BC, before Cassie. When they watched the moon landing, when Sweden had a moment with ABBA, and when everyone wanted their hair like someone named Farrah Fawcett. This was all way back in BC. It was a family idiom that let us distinguish a clear line in our lives. Another clear line for my family's chronology was drawn when my dad died. After the immediate pain, more grief came in waves at later moments during key life events. There's grief in the empty chair at my wedding. It's never being able to ask him what he wanted my children to call him. It's him never seeing that I did what he wanted, that I worked with my mind for a living instead of my hands. I'd remember how when he would tell me this, I couldn't look him in the eyes, but I'd stare at his fingers, gnarled with unchecked arthritis. His death wasn't something any of us planned for my future, but the story of how it could be if he were still alive haunts my life. He comes up at every video I see of a woman getting walked down the aisle, and every video where a baby is lifted into a craggy man's arms who's trying to hide his tears. This millennial generation is similarly rolling with the grief of a lost future through small realizations. We were told what our future would look like, some from TV and some from a privileged adolescence, but we have a vastly different experience living it. There's burnout from COVID-19, sure, but there's also an underlying grief for a future we may not see for ourselves or our children. It's grief that manifests itself along a couple's frustration when an out-of-town company buys their apartment and repeatedly raises the rent, which cuts into their ability to save for a down payment. It's when a responsible woman puts off having children because she needs to pay off a student loan she locked in at 18, ultimately ending her chance to be a mom. It's when a man decides that he'll pay the light bill this month and cut his insulin in half for the next 4 weeks. It's a young mom explaining to her kids what an oil spill does to an ocean. Of course, there are no guarantees for upward mobility beyond the sweat of your brow, and even then it could fail. But if this is the greatest country like we claim, how do we implement the systems to push us towards success instead of putting us in stasis? So many things needlessly cripple us as we come out of the gate, like student loans, or staunch our budding growth, like medical debt. Our path to adulthood was romanticized. There was no discussion on an ebb and flow of good and bad times in history. We were told we'd be living in the lights of the shining city on the hill. None of us knew how littered our lives would be with the events that knocked us down. So, when we stare into the distance before we get up and go again, give us a minute to process the grief that comes in waves behind all these once-in-a-lifetime events that weren't in our fairy tales. From my so-called millennial life, I'm Cassie McClure.